Hello and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood host, Dre Harrison. And with me, as ever, on this next edition of the show, we have Hannah Atkinson. Say hello, Hannah.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're well.
And making her very first appearance on the WTF1 podcast. Took you long enough to join us, Charlie. Hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm very excited to be here, finally. I had a few technical difficulties last week, so thank you, Kieran, for filling in for me.
I love how we just ripped the band-aid off and was like, yeah, I was meant to be on last week, but stuff just got in the way. You know,
well, it happens. Can't lie about these things,
It happens. Don't worry. We're very glad to have you with us. That's the most important thing of all, and we look forward to your insight. And just to clarify for the podcast listeners out there, we promise Charlie does not support Aston Martin. Big McLaren fan. We love that.
Anyone listening to this, you won't be able to see, but I am wearing a McLaren Mercedes 2008 livery top, just so you know.
Like, someone didn't get the memo. We got our WTF1 merch roll up this time around, and like, Charlie missed out. So one of us is now going to have to change, unfortunately. But hopefully, while we debate some of that and we go for a wardrobe change real quick, I'll introduce us to what we're going to be talking about on this edition of the show. We're going to be talking the car launches. I mean, God, this off-season has flown by. And, we're just over a week away now from the very first car launch that we know about, at least. I think Red Bull will be kicking us off early next week. So we are really just getting into the meat and potatoes now of the season proper. So we're going to be talking about some of the car launches, where they're going to be, some of the things we would like about them, are we excited for them, potential changes, potential rumours of anything different happening, all of that good stuff. We're going to go team by team over the next hour or so and break down what we think and how excited we might be about some of these car launches coming up. So let's get into it first and foremost. Before we get into it properly, let's talk about the list of car launches, because we have a list. We've been keeping track of it. You can also check it out for yourself on WTF1.com. We do have a running calendar of all of the car launch dates on there you could check out. But here's a quick breakdown of where everybody is at. Red Bull are going first, as we know it, as at time of recording, I should say, to be technical, on February 3rd. Williams are on February 6th. Then we have Alfa Romeo on February 7th. We have AlphaTauri on the 11th. Then we've got a conflict. We have two on the 13th, Aston Martin and McLaren. So all four of us will be heavily invested emotionally on February the 13th. Because McLaren and Aston Martin both go on the 13th. Then on Valentine's Day, you can sit down on the sofa, pull up some flowers and a box of chocolates, and enjoy Ferrari's latest disappointment on February the 14th. So you can sit down for that. Mercedes the day after them on the 15th, and Alpine on the 16th. That's the last confirmed date that we definitely know about. Now, you may have noticed the perceptive amongst you from an audio or visual standpoint, depending on how you're listening or watching this, have noticed we may have missed a team out. Can you guess who it is, folks?
Is it Haas by any chance?
It's Haas. And we wanted to address Haas at the top here, because Haas is still TBC, to be confirmed. And it's like we're sitting here going, Haas could probably just release this at any time and we'd be none the wiser. Because I know Charlie's got a bit of professional experience in the background, and we talk to people that are professionals in this game. Have you noticed that they just drop the pictures of the car out of nowhere on Twitter? And it's like, oh, here it is. Here's the Haas. Damn. Holy cow. Like, the Haas has just appeared out of nowhere. It's like, they just email the world's press, and then they just put the pictures in the press release, and then that's it. It's like, okay, cool. But part of me, like, respects the fact that Haas just don't care for pomp and pageantry and just, like, here's the car. go with it. But I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but it's a bit weird, isn't it? That Haas just don't care.
They really don't make a big deal about it at all.
No.
It's interesting because they are really the only ones that do that. No other team do that. Every other team, you know, has this big event. You know, they invite loads of people there. It's great. It's streamed. It's like, you know,
make it, I mean, it definitely does get people talking about it. But on the other hand, not making a big deal about it at all gets people talking about it as well, because that's what we're doing right now. So it's interesting. I mean, like you said, it's kind of different that they just put the pictures out there, be like, there you go, guys. I suppose, I mean, I could say, like, if it was a team like Mercedes or Red Bull that just put the pictures out there, I could say, well, the livery doesn't really matter. They do the talking on track. But Haas don't do the talking on track.
That doesn't help, does it?
Yeah, like, it's an interesting one. What do you think?
I don't know. I quite like that they just, like, put the pictures out on Twitter. I have to be honest, I don't, like, I can't actually recall watching many launches. I do just wait. I do just wait for them to, like, I mean, obviously I watch McLaren's because biased, but I do just wait for them to, like, just release the pictures on Twitter, and I'm like, oh yeah, it looks great. I like it. Or, ew, that's horrible. And that's it. So when Haas do that, they actually do me a favour, because then it frees up my diary for at least one more day. So
we just got them out of the way. It's just one to scratch off the journal. Just, you know, yeah, Haas is here. Here's the digital renderings. Have at it, boys and girls, and however you choose to identify. You know, it's all just there, basically. And yeah, I kind of respect that approach to a degree. But the other problem is that, one, it's hard to get excited about Haas in any aspect, first and foremost. And the second of all, most of their liveries have been pretty bland, in my humble opinion. Like, this is maybe a bit of a Formula E sort of joke here. Like, red, white, and, like, either grey or black are just the most common colours we associate with motorsport liveries at this point. And it's just sort of there, and like, it's just very dull. And I know they went black and gold one year a couple of years for the Rich Energy deal, which, well, much publicized, went south very very quickly. And to be fair, you can't really go wrong with black and gold as a livery choice of colors. You can, it takes a lot to get that wrong, in my opinion. But I don't know how you guys feel about it, but red, white, and black is just remarkably bland to me. I don't know how you guys feel, but
I mean, I'm not very excited to see the livery, but I'm interested. I didn't like the 2022 livery, but I liked it way more than their past liveries. It didn't really compare to the others from last year for me, but yeah, I just feel like it, like you said, the red, white and blue is just, it's just boring. They need to switch it up a bit. I mean, if I could predict or say what I would love to see on the Haas car, I feel like it might be difficult to, you know, go away from that red, white and blue colour scheme, but just changing it up a bit. I don't tend to like white on as the main colour on a car. That's just my preference. But if they were to keep the colour scheme, but maybe have a mostly blue car and then have red and white accents, or a mostly red car and then have blue and white accents, so you're keeping that color scheme but you're just changing it up a bit, I'd love to see them do something like that. So I'm interested in that way, but I just don't think it's likely at all. I feel like they might just stick to what they've been like the last couple years.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I know I've seen some comments regarding this as well, like they did go blue briefly for a year as well, when, let's be honest, Haas was less a car and more a case for Russian propaganda. Like there was such, like, remember, I think the UN got involved at that point. I think it was either them or some massive sporting agency, because the colours were too much like the Russian flag, which didn't go over well. So they had to get rid of the blue to make it a bit more subtle. But I mean, Charlie, I mean, what do you make of it all?
See, I love the black Haas. I mean, I don't love Rich Energy, but I love the actual, like, the actual livery of it. But obviously they've got a new sponsor, haven't they? They're with MoneyGram.
MoneyGram, yes, quite right.
Which I think their colours are white and red. So the likeliness is that we probably will get some kind of like white and red Haas, I think, this year. That's my predictions anyway. But if they go back to like black with a little bit of white and red, I actually wouldn't be opposed to that. I actually think that would look quite nice.
Like, I think we'll talk about this a bit more when we get to Mercedes towards the end, but you, like, going all black would be a nice little standout move as far as I'm concerned, like, as a majority color. But Yeah, like Haas will probably end up dropping this, dropping their car on social media before this podcast even goes out to the public, just to mess with our heads more than anything else, because they want to get it in early, get people talking. This is what Haas do. They just go under the carpet and just surprise us, and then hopefully. I'm wrong about this, but there is every possibility with a free week before we get to Red Bull on Feb 3rd that they might just go under the carpet and just surprise everybody like that. Like, here's our car. Cool. Hopefully.
Maybe they'll do it at testing.
That could also be a possibility. They could just wait till the 23rd when we're in Bahrain for testing and they just hit us up with it then. And there might even be a test livery. Who knows? Because the next team we're talking about has done that in the past. And that's Red Bull. Red Bull are, we're going to go in date order here. So Red Bull's up next. They're on February 3rd. They are having a big fancy launch party in New York City. They're calling it a season launch, which, I mean, goodness knows what that actually means. Like, is Christian Horner going to be there? Are the drivers going to be there? Are they actually revealing the car? I don't know. It's a bit of a vague generic term. I've seen like a couple of teams start using this phrasing of a season launch. But, and I use that in inverted commas for those who are not watching on Twitch. But yeah, it's a weird one. I mean, how do you guys feel about this one? Are they going to stick to the matte purple? I mean, I'll get to Charlie first on this one because we had an argument on Slack about this. Is it purple or blue?
Right. No, I had this. I've got notes, and this is like number one note, right? I want to bring this up. We can. I want to hear everybody's thought about it. If you are listening to this anywhere, please like tag WTF1, tag one of us, and let us know.
Sure.
Is the Red Bull navy blue or is it like dark purple? Because I've spoke to some of my friends as well. I had this chat with Hannah. I've had this chat with Dre, and I was like, right, I need some answers. So I dropped it in my group chat, and we were two against two. Two of them said purple, two of us said navy. So I'd actually like to know. I want to know what people actually think. But yes, I do think they're going to stick with the navy blue because that
you could tell Charlie's stance on the matter here. Just you know, just as a spoiler, you know.
But I would actually really like to see the return of some purple. Like when you imagine like 2015... like a 2015 Red Bull with like the purple, like shiny side pods. I really liked that. And I'd like to see that come back, but I don't think they will. I was obsessed with like the one-off livery that they did in Turkey, the white one. If they did something like that with like accents of like gold so that it matched like Max's like helmet, like yeah. I think that would look amazing. But I don't know. I don't feel like they're going to be, I don't feel like they're in a rush to change livery. I mean, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
I will put a poll out on my Twitter account about this at Dre_WTF1. I will settle this once and for all with Charlie, and I'll address it on our next appearance, whether it's navy blue or purple, the color of the Red Bull. This is the great debate. It's like having crisps in your sandwich or not. About whether it's crisp in or crisp out like Walker's did. Hannah, what do you make of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not too overly excited about. No, I am. But I'm interested to see whether they changed the navy blue livery or not. I have to say, I'm on Charlie's side with this. I do think it's navy. I do. But talking of purple, I really, really like the early 2010s Red Bull. I'm specifically talking about 2014 livery here. I loved the shiny purple aspects of the car with the bright red, the bright yellow. They had blue as well. I love how vibrant it was. I don't think they're going to go back to that because on the other hand, although I like that vibrant, like shiny, like in your face Red Bull, I also really like the dark. It's so dark, it's almost black, to be honest. So I'm not surprised that we're having this debate over navy or purple. I'm not surprised. But I do also like the other spectrum. So you've got the vibrancy of the 2014 car, but the recent cars with the dark and the kind of, it's been a bit more neat. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's a bit neater. And I do like that as well. So I don't really mind what they do with the car, but I have my idea of what it's going to look like because it's looked the same for the last 10 years. So, you know, I'm interested.
They've stuck to a formula for the most part, and it's worked. And I can't complain. Look, it's a very clean looking car in the sense of the livery, the details. It's all uniform and it's on point. It looks nice. It's pleasant to look at. And, you know, it's not my favorite shade of purple. but at the same time, I totally get the impression of don't fix it if it's not broken, to a degree. But I must admit, it is a bit annoying because then Red Bull teases us every once in a while with what they can do with it. We've seen multiple camo liveries. I remember the Daniel Ricciardo Dazzle camo car that they had before when they tested in Jerez. I remember the blue lightning bolt livery as well they had in testing that one year when they were doing the show runs with it. And of course, Charlie mentioned it, the white Japan tribute livery they ran in Turkey. I think it was a couple of years ago, or where they ran that in Turkey, 2021, and that was beautiful. I loved the white Red Bull livery. You know, so that was all really, like, Red Bull can be creative with their designs and liveries. They just choose not to, and that's what annoys me about them to a degree. But we'll see how their season launch goes down on February 3rd. And again, will we actually see the car? We don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Because again, it's vague season launch livery. But yeah, I'm inclined to agree. I think it's a nice livery. They're probably not going to change very much about it because it works. But I do remember Hannah as well mentioning, I remember the pearlescent livery they had in 2013 when it was like, when it was Infinity and they had like the blue and the purple color fade they had. It was like playing Need for Speed Most Wanted again. It was great. like, if anyone knows their tune of video games, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about here. But yeah, like, I get the vibes. I get both sides of the argument on that one. Next on the calendar, we have Williams. They'll be on February 6th. And, well, again, it's, quote, a seasonal launch. Again, it's, we'll have to wait and see what that involves. Probably first words from James Vowles as their new team principal, besides the, you know, I'm just happy to be here vibes you get in every new team boss press release you ever read in Formula One. Probably some words from him, maybe a reveal of the car, maybe some of the drivers. I'd like to see some Logan Sargeant because he's new, and I'd like to actually get to know him a little bit better rather than just what people say about him on Twitter, which hasn't been the most kind, if I'm being honest. I've got no beef personally with Logan, but we'll have to wait and see how that goes. So, you know, we all I think most people like Alex Albon in the grand scheme of things, so he's probably bound to be there. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. And a couple of guys in the chat have already alluded to this. Are we going to see a golf partnership? Because there's been rumblings that golf may have a tie-in with Williams. So are we getting some orange? Or are we getting some light blue on the Williams again? What do you guys think? Let's go Hannah first on this one.
I really hope so. I think that would be really cool. I don't know if the orange fits the Williams vibe, but I'm not opposed to it. Definitely the light blue does. The diamond pattern on the back of the 2022 car, I really liked, and it had some light blue aspects. So I feel like they could definitely bring some golf-esque colors to the car. I would love to see that. I really would. I love different shades of blue mixing. I think it looks really good. And I think it looks good on track as well. So that would be really cool to see. If they somehow make some orange work as well, that would be really cool. I just don't see how they could do it. But then again, when I saw the red on last year's car at their car launch, I loved it and I did not expect to like it. So maybe orange would work, even though it seems like it wouldn't, because red and blue are, you know, contrasting colors. So they don't seem to work, but it did somehow, in my opinion. But maybe you guys disagree with that. I don't know.
They had orange on it a couple of years ago when Latifi was there. And I remember, I think it was the 21 or the 20 livery that had the orange check marks going through it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Didn't go over well on social media from what I remember.
Maybe they're going to stick to just blue then, no orange.
Yeah, like if they're not scraping it off by the sixth round of the season because they're trying to save weight or whatnot. I mean, Charlie, what do you make of the rumors and the vibes about Williams?
I would not be happy if they put orange on their car because that orange is papaya and it only belongs to one team and one team only.
Oh, I see. I see how this is.
Right.
But
okay.
Is it bad to say that I don't really have like any. Like real expectations? Like, is that weird? Like, I don't, no. Like, I feel like they release a car and I never loved them and I don't hate them either. But like last year was probably the one that I liked the most in recent years. It was pretty good. But like, especially if you compare it to like the 2020 Colgate car that they like released, like that was just, that was something else that was. But yeah, with the Golf, sponsorship, I mean, you only have to look at the Monaco McLaren Golf to know that, you know, that it could be really beautiful. So yeah, I think like the little shades of blue, but just no orange. Orange is strictly no.
Yeah, the shade of blue that Williams had last year was really nice, but they ended up shaving half of it off the car because they were trying to save weight here and there, which I wasn't the biggest fan of. Because it ended up being almost as much as it was like just pure like black carbon fiber than it was blue by the time we got to halfway through the season, which was a shame because I thought the actual livery wasn't bad. And sometimes the lack of sponsors as well in a different color doesn't help. Like you need a bit of contrast, in my opinion. That doesn't necessarily help either. Am I one of the few people that isn't the biggest Golf guy in terms of like the light blue and orange? I know I'm breaking your heart here, Charlie.
And again,
the chat might come from my head here. And to be fair, it wouldn't be the first time since I joined. But I must admit, like, I'm not the biggest. Like, I respect it. It's the orange for me because I love baby blue. It's one of my favorite colors. I love that powder blue. I'm not a big fan of the orange personally, but we'll see. We'll see how we go with that one. And like, please don't quit on us, Charlie, after that comment. I know I may have just
I'm leaving.
Your team was chrome for like 20 years. Get over it.
I know.
Exactly. But we'll have to wait and see. Again, looking forward to that one. A lot of question marks about Williams, so I'd love to see just more information out of the entire Williams camp in general, let alone what their car necessarily looks like. Speaking of interesting shades of colour, Alfa Romeo are next, February the 7th. They're up the next day. I think this could easily be the wholesome car launch, because who doesn't like Bottas and Zhou at this point? And seeing how that goes, they've stuck with this red and white theme for the last couple of years since Alfa Romeo took over the what we now know as Sauber and whatnot. I mean, again, what vibes are you talking about over there, you guys, on Alfa Romeo? Because I like the red and white for the most part. I think it's okay. I don't think it's terrible, but I don't think it's like my favorite. Like, so what do you reckon, Charlie? You first.
Again, I'm not really sure to expect, but I do think that they are going to keep in the lines of the red and white. I would actually like, you know, the green, like the back of the car when they made it green for Baku.
Yes.
That would, I thought that was so nice. Like that was beautiful for a livery. Mm. So if they did something like that and incorporated it, like put the green in a bit more, I think that would be even better. But I don't think they're going to do anything crazy. I don't think Audi are in there enough to have an influence yet. Like they are still Alfa Romeo Sauber and they will be until the end of like this year. So I think they're going to make quite a big deal about that. Like, you know, sure. it could be their last, you know, joint livery. Well, it will be. So, and then I think, I think Audi are going to come in and really, really set the pace and change it up next year. So yeah, I think red, green and red and white are probably going to stay.
I mean, it's worth pointing out that Audi did reveal their show car when they announced that they were going to be collaborating with Sauber in 2026 when the new regulations drop. What color was the car? It was red and black. Because of course it was. What a surprise. I think Charlie's right. I don't think Audi's going to have a huge influence on this team from a livery standpoint yet. They're not really going to have their name on it until at least next year at the bare minimum. Yeah. So I think it's going to be another year of the red and white, and I think the chap put out quite it's the shade of it, it's the candy red, it's like it's almost like a chrome sort of red in yeah. a sense. That's kind of why I like it so much in that sense. I mean, Hannah, what do you think?
Yeah, I like the car. I like the it's kind of in a way a bit blocky with the red and the white, but I like that. I feel like the Alfa Romeo launch, after every team had launched their car, Alfa Romeo was one of the popular ones. I think people actually really enjoyed it. And I did like the car livery, but it was a kind of, in terms of liveries go, it was a bit midfield for me. There was a lot that I preferred in other cars, but I did like what they did with it because their cars from previous years I didn't like as much. So I do like it. I hope they stick with the white, maybe even bring a bit more white. I feel like the more red that they go, the more it just starts to look like a Ferrari, and they don't want that. So I like it. I hope they switch it up a bit. Like Charlie said, if they brought a bit of green back, that would be really cool to see. Who knows?
It's an Italian brand. Why not? Lean all the way into it. Get a little bit of green on there. It wouldn't hurt. It can't be any worse than the last days of Sauber when it was blue and yellow. Like anyone that remembers those days, those were dark times. We don't speak of them. Also, on a side note, they better have Zhou Guanyu appear, and I want to see what drip he's got going on, because the man is now backed by Dior, and he is a very handsome, well-dressed fella, if I do say so myself. I am comfortable enough as a man to admit that. that is a handsome fella. So I want to see what he's modeling out there, because like I must admit, Lewis Hamilton has brought the fashion-y side of me into F1, and like Joe's the other guy that I think has really embraced that. It's certainly better than George Russell's jumper collection. So sorry, Hannah.
I wonder if Valtteri Bottas will wear clothes.
Who knows?
Great question.
Who knows?
Have Bottas in not much and Joe in a drippy Dior
exactly.
outfit.
Exactly.
And then Bottas will just use the excuse he's doing it for charity again. It's like Val, we've seen you do this too many times now. Like we're on to you, mate. But yeah, that could be interesting. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that one. Last one before we take a small breather here. AlphaTauri are next up on February the 11th. Again, this is probably sister brand related stuff. They're also launching their car in New York. I'm sure that's got nothing to do with the parent team whatsoever. February the 11th. So, ladies, what combination of blue and white are we talking about this year? What do you reckon? Talk amongst yourselves.
It will be the same as last year, won't it? We all know that. Although, I know I do have to say, I really did like their last year's car. I feel like it was a little bit different to what they've seen before. Although the colours were exactly the same, the livery and how they showed the colours on the car was a bit different, and I did like it. I'd be interested to see how they bring in this New York aspect of their launch, though.
Sure.
Because, I mean, AlphaTauri, they're very much into their fashion, of course. And I feel like this year they're going to push more into the fashion side of things. And it being in New York, it just kind of fits that kind of vibe. I don't know why. Big city, fashion. I don't know why those two link in my head, but they do. Maybe we'll have, you know, a bigger fashion show than what was happening last year, which I don't know if that's possible, but we'll see. But also what I'm interested in about these New York car launches is how they're going to do it. Because when you have a car launch in a specific location, I feel like you've got to use the location a bit. So will we have an outdoors car launch? Probably practically that would be very difficult. Or Charlie, looks like you know.
Yes, AlphaTauri's is on Brooklyn Bridge.
Ah, okay.
So I'm imagining some kind of like catwalk, right?
Oh sure. My goodness, this is
Yuki and Nick head to toe in AlphaTauri like clothes.
Yeah,
strutting it down the Brooklyn Bridge.
This is way better than I ever expected.
I know.
I can't wait. This is going to be an entertaining. Okay. I don't know if Red Bull's the same or if they're different, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. That's great. I mean, I was wondering if it would be in a studio or not, but then it's like, what's the point in being in New York? So I'm glad they're using their surroundings.
If that's the case, Brooklyn Bridge in New York in the middle of February sounds like they're going to be freezing their legs off out there. So I don't envy any of the catwalk models if that actually holds up, because they're going to be chiseling them out of ice blocks by the time...
I mean, do AlphaTauri do coats? I'm sure they do.
They do.
They do, and it will cost you £17,000 for you to buy one of them. I consider it to be a bargain, personally. It's almost what... you can buy two of them, and you've basically got the value of Formula One right there. Depends if you ask MBS about that. Hey, relevant news story.
nice one.
Bang. But also, I love that in the chat we had people saying, is the car going to be blue or purple, though? Which...
Definitely blue this time.
Purple. Anyway, I'm not giving this up. Okay, I'm not giving this up. But I did see that the posters for it were in Brooklyn Bridge. I did notice that, so that does actually make a modicum of sense. We'll be a nice visual spectacle. For those guys also who may not know, we are going to be doing watch-alongs for these as well. So if they put them on the internet, we'll be here to see it live for ourselves, and we'll comment in real time to see a model potentially freeze of hypothermia as they reveal what the AlphaTauri AT04 is going to look like. So who knows? It might make for some great entertainment. We'll have to wait and see. But that's AlphaTauri for you. Probably big fashion vibes on a bridge. Have fun with that. Before we get into the second half of this, it's time for a quick ad break. If you're a small business owner or hiring manager, you should know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching opening roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. This is 100% a true story. My contact details being on LinkedIn from years ago when I applied for a job at a certain motorsport journalism firm was the reason I got found and plucked out later on for this very job you're watching right now. So LinkedIn Jobs was genuinely part of the reason why I'm here today. This is 100% true. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates that you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/WTF1. That's linkedin.com/WTF1 to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. February the 13th, and we call it the WTF1 Civil War of Car Launches, because that's going to be a fun one, because in the green corner, we have Aston Martin, who, and this is some very important news that I feel like we have to share on this podcast and get it out there in the medium. They have changed the shade of the green they're using.
Unbelievable. Dun, dun, dun. What a difference, too.
This is like Formula One's Chris Kamara moment right here. It's like, there's been a livery change, but for who, Chris Kamara? And it's Aston Martin, and they've gone with a very slightly lighter shade of green, I believe. If you followed them on TikTok, I believe, is where they revealed this, Hannah. Yes, they did. They revealed it on Twitch that they're going for a very light shade of... A minuscule... Like, they've turned the saturation now maybe 2 points and made it a slightly lighter shade of green for their car. This is earth-shattering news, and this is exactly why you're subscribed to the show. We bring you the hard-hitting topics. What do you guys make of this one? I think it's going to be green. I'm just going to be honest with you here. I think... Is that too hot a take? Isn't that for Wednesday's show?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they use this slightly lighter shade of green. I have to say, I preferred the original green that they used, but on track it seemed darker than it actually was. So now that it's lighter, I'm not opposed to that, because you know, if you think about how the other shade of green went, if this is lighter, hopefully it will look a bit more vibrant on track, which I'm not opposed to. So sure. Maybe it's a good thing. I really hope that they keep the neon lime accent. I feel like it made the car look really speedy. And I really liked that little stripe of neon at the bottom. I think it looked really good. People hated the pink from the previous year, absolutely hated it. And I get where they're coming from. But I remember at the time in 2021, I didn't mind the pink at all. I actually quite liked it. And I kind of feel like I was opposed to people that were saying it wasn't good. But now that I've seen the lime with the green in the 2022 livery, I hate the pink because of how well the lime goes with the green. How did I ever like the pink? So I hope that they keep the lime, and I think that they will. But part of me is like, oh, if I was Aston Martin, what would I do? I could possibly change the accent color every year so that you associate one of the colors with each year. I feel like that could be a really cool idea. Whether that could actually ever happen, I don't know, because it's hard to find a shade of whatever color that matches that shade of green. It's hard to do that, as we know by the pink. So I feel like that could be interesting, but whether I feel like they would do that, I'm not sure, because everyone did love the neon, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting debate on this one, because I believe the lighter shade of green is from their endurance racing outfit with their GT cars. I think they've used they moved that green over to the F1 team when BWT, who are known for pink being a huge part of their brand, they went to Alpine last year. Hence why we saw the all pink car that we got a couple of times last year, and just a general, I call it the bubblegum livery. Regarding Alpine, basically, because that's basically what it's, those really obnoxious bubblegum colors you get in like ice cream and chewing gum and things like that. But yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm in total agreement with Hannah about the pink. Like, I liked the pink when it was the very first Aston Martin announcement, and like how the pink blended in with the green. And then they had the lime in there the following year, and it was just like, this is just so much better. It's just what was I thinking this entire time? Charlie, what do you think of it all? And try not to be too bitter about there being the same day as McLaren.
I'll try. No, so I'm the same. I want more of the like neon. Is it neon yellow? Neon green? I don't know. Neon.
I think it's lime green. We'll call it lime green.
Oh, we're not going to have a debate about which color this is as well. We can't have too many. Like,
you can have that one.
Okay. So yeah, I want more of that as well. But I don't think I liked the pink at all, because before that, I saw a concept livery with the neon like yellow. And I was like, that has to be their car. And then they brought out this pink like thing, and I was like, what is that? Like, mm-mm. So then when they actually released the neon one, I was so happy. And it was my favorite livery last year and the year before. Okay. So,
same.
Yeah. Like, I think it is this is really hard for me to say, but I actually think it was the nicest livery that ever.
Wow. How much did that pain you to admit in front of the internet, in front of the world of listeners out there, that you actually liked the Aston Martin one more in the last couple of years? That
this everyone, is rare from Charlie, by the way. You're not going to get this again.
This is a unicorn. Like, we've peaked here, folks. It's only downhill from here when it comes to Charlie and her opinions on car liveries in general. But no, I'm inclined. Like, I said publicly that I thought the Aston Martin livery was the best one in the field last year. I thought the extra shade of green and the black complemented that. I promise you, Lawrence has not put a deposit in my clearing account. As I say this, to borrow a line from Father Ted, the money was just resting there. as far as I'm concerned, that's Aston Martin. Who knows? Might even get some celebrity cameos again. They do like a big fancy name. I remember Daniel Craig was tuned in via Zoom. It was a background that looked like he'd been kidnapped, which I thought was even funnier more than anything else. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see how that one goes. So yeah, they'd like a fancy one. It's coming from their new building as well for the first time, because that's their building one, the first of their big Silverstone rejuvenation, I guess you could say. That's going to be in their new building. So we'll get the first look at that as well with their car launch. So that could be interesting. They're sharing February 13th with McLaren. And we might have already seen a hint as to what this could look like, because for those who like other single seat racing series out there, and Charlie was quite right to point this out earlier, if you're an IndyCar fan, they unveiled their first IndyCar livery earlier today at time of recording. It was Alex Rossi's number 7 car, the big money move they made over there in IndyCar. Yes, that's Alex Rossi from back in the days of Manor. He's in the number 7 car, and a lot of blue to go with the orange, if I do say so myself. And Charlie, how do you feel about that? I have to mention this because you are a McLaren fan here, and you know McLaren's all over the place now when it comes to racing series. So let me know what you think.
I didn't like it.
What?
I didn't like it. I absolutely loved. So if anybody watches IndyCar, Pato Awards IndyCar has been my favorite for so long. Like, it's basically all black with just like the hints of papaya on it. I don't think his has any blue on it. And I think it is the most perfect livery. And I feel like fans have actually been asking for this for F1, like McLaren, to do for so long now. And they just won't listen to us. And that's what I'm hoping that this year they bring. I don't want to see any blue. And what is this like neon nonsense? I'm going on a bit of a rant now. But like, I don't like the neon, like the aspects to the color. Like, orange is bright enough. Like, I don't think they need to add like some kind of like neonness to it. And the blue, I don't like. It's too sky blue. I don't know. It looks like a child's coloured it in. I just don't like it. So
I'm in shock.
I'm probably going to get attacked by McLaren fans now. Get out of the papaya club.
I feel like the meme of Woody on the internet saying, no, no, let him cook. because that is bold from Charlie. About as bold as the livery itself, funnily enough. And like, it's weird because I think McLaren last year pretty much revealed all their liveries and all their teams together pretty much at the same time. Their Extreme E team, their IndyCar team, their F1 team. They brought it all, I think it was all together in one big confab. Just get everybody together. Talk about all 17 racing series that they're taking part in 2022 and just get it. Like, the Extreme E cars looked the best, is what I thought was quite funny about
it.
All of that.
It really did.
I thought, okay, this one I can get behind. Like the F1 car is like, not so much. And look, for what it's worth, I completely agree with Charlie. I think black being the majority color is the better way to go on this one. I like the papaya orange overall. If you're going to go with that as your lead color, not a problem with that. But the way the other accents complement that is so important. And they've just been a bit all over the place with the way McLaren's done that. I mean, I remember they had the Indy 500 last year, and they were starting to throw white and green on there too. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, it's like a Monet painting all over again. Like Hannah, what do you make of it all? I mean, did you see the IndyCar livery and what did you think of it?
I did. I liked the IndyCar livery. I thought it was nice. I mean, I don't know what sponsor it is, but the sponsor on the top that just looks like squiggly lines, that's just looks ridiculous to me, but they have to have what they have to have, you know, whatever. In terms of the colors, I really loved the blue from the 2021 livery. It was a darker shade, and I really liked it.
Yes.
And I liked how the orange and that shade went together. And I think I'm really undecided whether I preferred the 2021 car or the 2022 car, because I like them both for different reasons. Like I just said, I like the blue from the 2021 car, but I like the vibrancy and how different it was in the 2022 car. So if they had a 2022 car, but they had the dark blue from the year before, I feel like that would be perfect. That's just my opinion. I liked the darker shade, but now seeing the IndyCar that was released today, I do like it. I have to disagree with you guys. I think it's nice. I do like the blue. I'm so undecided about McLaren at the moment. I mean, they can do so much with their liveries, and I loved how they changed it up for last year. In terms of my personal preference, I don't know what I would prefer, but I'm just excited to see what they do for this year's car. I feel like that makes it fun. When you don't really have a preference and you like lots of things about different cars, it's interesting to see what they're going to do for the F1 car, and I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be, because they've done a lot of variations on this orange. And I remember even towards the end of last year, they started throwing in some pink because I think of the one of their crypto sponsors. I think it was like Neom or something like that. They started chucking some pink in there as well. There's been a lot of black in their liveries. There's been some baby blue. They've done, like, they've ticked off pretty much every box on like Microsoft Paint as to colors to go with their orange at some point or another over the last 2 years. So goodness only knows what McLaren are going to come out with this time. Your guess is as good as mine. It's probably going to be some collection of, like, palette of colors that you would probably get. Probably get some sort of weird blend in there somewhere, to say the least. So, yeah, good luck to them on that's concerned. But, yeah, it could be a bit all over the place. But that's part of the fun. Like, as Anna says, you just don't know. And that's kind of what could make it interesting, as far as I'm concerned. Ferrari. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. February 14th will be Ferrari. They've already started teasing about it, saying, yes, in 2023, our challenger will be yellow. No? it's going to be red. We know this, okay? Like, we're not going to mess about here. It's going to be what they do with the red that I think will be most interesting here. And it's like, we're going to try and talk about this for a few minutes, but it's almost like, well, like what shade of red do you want here? And how much red do you want on your red racing car? Hannah, tell me about your shade of red.
Well, is it going to be a bright shade of red? Who knows? I would love to see that. I think the bright red really is Ferrari. Like, personally, for their 1,000th race, I don't know why that was a tongue twister for me, but it was. I didn't really like their livery. I didn't like the dark red shade. I mean, it looked nice, but I much prefer the brighter red. I remember in 2021, they had sort of a darker red at the back of the car, like a kind of plummy colour.
Yeah, the blended colour. Yeah, it was like...
I wasn't a fan.
Blend.
Yeah, the blend. I think I would love to see, though. I mean, I like the blend, but I don't like the shade. So if, for example, the back of the car was black and it blended into red, I feel like that could be so cool. I would love to see that. But is that realistic?
No.
I don't know.
Probably not, is my short answer to that question. Personally, maybe I just like any variation from Ferrari more because we just don't ever expect them to do it. I got blasted in our group Slack chat when I mentioned that I actually liked the 1,000th Grand Prix livery they had at Mugello that year, where it was like the more burgundy shade of red and the yellow numbers. I actually quite liked that for their 1,000th Grand Prix. And I openly admit I was in the minority here. and then last year they were like, okay, we might break out the moderner yellow for Monza. And I thought, please go all yellow. Please go all yellow just for once. Just as a one-off, go all yellow with it. Yellow and black. That's the way to go. It's going to be beautiful. And then they end up just doing the shark fin. And it looked dreadful. Like, having like the black and yellow Ferrari text on the rear was nice. But besides that, it was just... Ugh, go all the way with it. Like, have a yellow colored Ferrari just once. And it was their 75th anniversary, and they just, yeah, we're gonna paint like the top of it a bit red, you know, just to, you know, just so the nerds get it. And oh, I was so disappointed when that happened. I'm inclined to agree with a lot of people in that red and black is all you need. Like get a bit more black on there. If you're going to go dark on the shade of red, go all the way with it. Have a darker shade of red and have some more black on the livery. That actually looks really cool. And look, lean into your villain meme. If you you can be the villain team in F1 again by having the dark red and black menacing Ferrari and go with that. I thought that would be pretty cool, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. Charlie, what do you reckon? Like, what kind of red do you want with your red?
I think red would be quite good.
Yeah.
So I think last year's Ferrari was almost perfect for me. Like, it definitely is one of my favorite variations that we've had. But I'm the same. I just think a little bit more black would complete it. I'm a bit worried about their launch though, because if it's anything like the 1,000th Grand Prix celebration, then that was the most bizarre thing that I've ever watched in my entire life.
That was a trip.
Yeah, if it's something like that, then I'm going to be turning off and wait for the images to just go out on Twitter. Do a Haas. Save us the trouble. But they do love a party, and they do love a good opportunity to get Carlos and Charles to whack out the Ferrari Blazers. So it's probably going to be good.
I am a complete dork, and I have always wanted one of those Ferrari Blazers, even though it is obnoxious. The Ferrari badge is an obnoxious thing. In terms of fashion, and it's like, but I'm not gonna lie, I would say, look, if I can ever get to the point in life where I can have a Ferrari branded blazer, that would make me the coolest uncool man in the world. if I do say so myself, but yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it can't be as wacky as the 1000th Grand Prix, surely. And I remember they launched their hypercar for the WEC late last year, and it was like a huge catwalk of them just pushing the car down to the other end of the stage, where with all these like corporate tables on either side. It was like a fashion show, but for a car. It was really strange. So they might go down that road again, for all Maybe. We know. That would probably be better than dancing spectacles in the middle of the street, is what
Scaling
I would say.
Scaling the walls.
Scaling the walls, all of that. Like an episode of Jungle Run gone completely out of whack. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Mercedes, February 15th. They're the day afterwards. Mercedes is an interesting one, because it's like, they went black a couple of years ago. I adored the black livery for on and off the track reasons. The reasons why were poignant, important, and I'm glad they went all the way with it. And I think it just looked badass. I have to say, I think it looked fantastic. Going all the way with it on the black, I thought was cool. They went back to silver when Ineos bought a further the team, and I think it was their owner, Jim Ratcliffe, who wanted his Ineos red on it. So we got these really weird red tangents, and then we had the big AMG sort of like livery stickers on the shark fin, which I didn't like at all. It was like Mercs have, it's like, I think they've gone downhill the last couple of years of their liveries. Like, what are we hoping for here? Like, we kind of want them to go back to black here, right? Surely.
Maybe. I don't know. I really did like the black Mercedes. I loved it, actually. I really did. And
Me too.
When there was speculation about last year's livery before we saw it, I really didn't want them to go silver. I really didn't. But then during the car launch, when it was revealed, I loved the silver livery so much. It was like the old days. It was just great. And I loved the many Mercedes logos on the back. I just felt like it looked really cool. And during the car launch, the car seemed so shiny and nice, and it made the livery look 10 times better. On track, it didn't really translate. I have to say it didn't. So I loved the livery a lot more during the launch than for the rest of the season. I still did like the silver Mercedes, but now I'm thinking, are they just going to want to forget about 2022 as a whole and completely go back to black? Because, you know, they could do that, and maybe they should, but I don't know what to expect. I feel like this is one of the car launches I'm most excited for, because I wouldn't mind if they stuck with the silver, because I like it so much, but I did love the black as well. And 2022, like I said, is a year to forget. So either way they go, I think I'm going to be happy. There hasn't really been a Mercedes livery that I haven't liked. So yeah, I'm excited to see what they do.
Yeah, I'm certainly curious about that one as well. I do love that you mentioned the fact that the car was a I think Toto tried to play it up as like it's an important part of our history, but this car's going in the back. This is the silver sheep of the family. This is going to the back of the class. We're gonna forget this whole 2022 car ever happened. And just think, you know, like, but I thought that was quite funny more than anything else. So maybe they'll just go maybe they'll go red. I remember they had a livery as a show car last year that was like mostly red, and people were like, oh, this is terrible. So like, again, Mercs have not been afraid to experiment a little bit here and there, but again, never really gone all the way with it, besides 2020, obviously. Charlie, what do you think?
I'm the same. I want the black Mercedes back. There is actually some speculation. I have seen some like chattering on Twitter about it returning. But I would absolutely love that. But on the flip side, they are the Silver Arrows, and like, what would you call them if they're going to stay with like black all the time? Like, and it kind of served its purpose as well. Like, you know, they brought it in for a reason. So then if you keep it constantly, does it, you know, it doesn't quite have that same reasoning anymore, does it? It kind of takes that away. So I don't know, but it was, could they combine like the two somehow, like put but a bit more obvious, like silver and black? I don't know. But yeah, I'm a bit impartial. I'm a bit like Hannah. I'm happy either way.
Yeah, silver and black are two colors it's hard to go wrong with. Gray, like silver, doesn't necessarily look the best on TV, I find, but yeah. I think in person, I think it will pop. And of course, I'm sure they will keep the red star for Niki Lauda, of course. And that was always a cool touch to see where they put it on all their livery. So that'll be cool. Last one up, February 16th, it's going to be Alpine. They're having a big fancy London launch. I wonder if they'll get Ocon and Gasly to be there at the same time, because they're trying so hard to make it seem like they're the best of friends now, and I'm not buying it is my short answer on that one. But I think the big question here is it going to be blue or is it going to be pink? Because BWT is still their title sponsor. They've kept that. It's just still a partner on their website right now. Last year we saw them run an all pink car, but they only did it twice. I think it was the first two rounds of the year, right at the top of the year. I know Jeddah was one of them. I can't remember the other one. I think it might have been Australia. Don't quote me on that. I know Jeddah was one of them. But yeah, they only ran it twice, and then it was blue pretty much the rest of the way. How do you feel about this, ladies? Blue or pink? What's your preference?
Blue for me.
Blue? Charlie?
I'm actually... I don't know. I like the pink one. So I've actually seen this. I love a good concept livery. Mm. And it was deep blue with purple instead.
Oh, no, not
of the
blue
pink
and purple again.
Yeah. But honestly, it was the most beautiful thing. Mm. And there is no reasoning why they would go for purple, mm, apart from it's just purple. But I think that would look beautiful. So that's my prediction. I'm going for blue and purple for no reason whatsoever.
Blue or purple, and now blue and purple. Charlie, yep. Are you trying to make my head explode over the course of this 1 hour long podcast? Because I must admit, you're doing a pretty good job of it so far. You can see the smoke coming off my head right now.
I can try.
So, Hannah, you're going more blue on this one, you reckon?
Yeah, I think they will keep the pink, of course. But I think this isn't really what I think they'll do, more what I want them to do. But maybe if they kept the blue and the pink, but had more blue and then, sorry, my voice, keep more blue and then have less pink. So have it more as accents, kind of similar to the lime green on the Aston, where you have like the swipe at the bottom, you know, the outline of the Aston logo in neon lime, yellow, whatever you were going to call it, yellow lime. So maybe if they had pink in that kind of a way, I feel like that could be really, really nice. I don't know how I felt about the pink Alpine that we saw for two races. I liked it, but I didn't love it. And I think I did prefer the mostly blue car. So for me, I hope that they stick with more blue.
I'm not gonna lie, I liked the pink more. I liked the pink. I really did. I thought it popped off. I think it looked great in the dark. Shout out to the chat for correcting me. It was Bahrain was the other race they went in pink, so thanks for that. I loved the pink. Maybe it's a night race thing. Maybe that helps with certain colors, but I really liked the pink, and I liked the fact they went all the way with it. Like, if you're gonna do it, don't half-ass it. Go all the way with it. And I loved that it was pink all over. It was soft. I liked the look. And look, people, I say this as a man. Real men wear pink, okay? Pink is a lovely color. Yeah, wear it more often, yeah? I'm all for pink. And don't get me wrong, I think they're both winners. I think the blue they normally have is also really nice. I like the French theme with the Alpine logos and the accents that sometimes are white, a little bit of red. I think both are great. I don't think there's a loser in any of this. So yeah, I think they could, I wouldn't have a complaint if they went blue or pink either way on this one. So Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing either of them as far as maybe we can do, like, we should be able to bring back the old BAR days when you could do one car in each color. And then everybody's happy. You know, why not do that? Or maybe the Prostes, when they had the unzipped livery, right, it was half and half on each side. maybe that's a bit too radical. But you know, it could be fun to see. And again, they're going to try and make us pretend like Ocon and Gasly are best friends. So that in itself will be watchable in its own right. So yeah. I look forward to seeing how that turns out. Bound to be some spice in the Alpine launch. Again, that's going to be in London. And we'll see how well they get along. But that'll do it for all of the car launches. Again, these dates are all final, except for Haas. We don't know what Haas are going to do. And that's part of the fun, I suppose. Again, they could just launch their car on Twitter without us even knowing about it. We'll have to wait and see. Let us know what you think of the car launches in general. If you've got a favorite you're looking forward to, if you've got a favorite livery from last year, let us know. I'm curious. You can hit us up on Twitter at WTF1Official. We can follow our personal Twitters as well. There in the description. Apart from Hannah, that's her Instagram, because she's not on Twitter. Like I said before, she's the smart one. She's not on there. but Charlie WTF1 and at Dre_WTF1 if you want to follow us on there. And of course, subscribe to what we're listening in. You know, we'll be back for plenty more of this. Hot Takes Wednesday will be out tomorrow. Me and Hannah will be down for that one. So yeah, looking forward to reading out more of your hot takes. But until then, I've been Dre Harrison, they've been Hannah Atkinson and Charlie Williams. Until then, sayonara.
Bye.
Bye.